Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big week. I said it earlier, if you're just waking up to it. Because this is a Tuesday before a Thursday game, this is like our football Friday show. I mean, it's not our last show, but here's my point. John, this is the day they have their Friday practice.
This is the Friday practice day. It is like, this really is, something.
It's the last practice.
Yes, I agree with you.
It's wild,
I agree with
man.
You. Joe, yes, what sir. We were just talking about, what? We need to just...
We Richie's fired up. He came into my studio during the break to keep the free throw thing.
He
came
in to
keep talking about
it's
it
important,
with me.
I think it's important that you remember this is about playing sports against one another. This is against playing games.
Yep.
And we did not need to have special rules installed to prevent you from rushing the mound when Jack was on it, you know, to prevent... from like hitting him.
I use the so let me say this. I know where you're headed with that. I use the either of us can intentionally foul the guy as a I'm going far out. The more common foul is more the concern. You clip a guy's elbow. He's got a 6-foot shot. You clip his elbow. That's not fair.
And that's why it's not fair. It's not fair. A ref.
Yeah, but refs when a ref blows the whistle and it's a foul, it means something in all levels of competitive basketball. It either means that's an extra penalty, extra foul to get toward the bonus, or it's two shots, or it's a one-on-one. Like, there's a consequence in high school, grade school, high school, college, and the pros. So we have a one-on-one game. This is not your common one-on-one game. This is, I mean, we're going to have a ton of people there. We're probably going to have over 100,000 people either listening, watching on YouTube, or attending in person. Like, probably over 100,000 people.
So that's a really important product that you're putting out.
Yeah.
It's important for you to remember not to undermine your own product by fouling indiscriminately.
Well, I don't want to.
Then don't. It is
but
your
I will. But I
choice.
Will. But if there's no consequence, I will.
The consequence is he gets the ball.
No, but...
And the consequence is also if you foul indiscriminately, you are undermining your own product.
I understand that. That's why I'm saying let's have structure from the beginning. All right, listen, you tell us...
Shouldn't that be structure enough?
No,
you would be undermining your own product?
It's not structure enough. Well, we'll find out today if people have solutions. My solution is very simple. There's foul shots. I mean, I think that's the right way to go.
Which is... It's
all right, let's talk to Ron Jaworski. Ron Jaworski saw me this weekend in Stone Harbor as I was bouncing that ball on the way to the basketball court. Jaws, I practiced an awful lot down there this weekend, and we are happy to announce that once again, every Tuesday during the football season this fall, 7:25 means Jaws on WIP. Jaws, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe. Great to be with you. I cannot believe I saw you in Stone Harbor as I was having ice cream with my grandkids. You were dribbling down 96th Street,
yes.
getting ready for your contact sport like basketball. But it was great to see you, Joe.
It was, Charles, to see you and Liz was phenomenal. So let's get to it, my man. This is getting real, Jaws. Eagles play the Cowboys in 2 days. Let's start with this question. How good are the Dallas Cowboys this year?
I don't think anyone really knows right now. You know, you look at their roster, you look at their coaching staff, you really don't know what to expect from this football team. And obviously, you know, the focus has been on Micah Parsons and, you know, certainly the loss, a huge loss for the Dallas Cowboys. But I understand why they made the move, and I think everyone's been talking about it since last week. You know, the Cowboys are not a win-now team. Their team is trying to win probably 2 or 3 years. Win the championship. We have the Vince Lombardi trophy right now. They are chasing us. They have to build their roster with draft choices. They probably, for long haul, made the right move. But you can't lose a player like Micah Parsons, expect to come in and play the Philadelphia Eagles and win a football game on the opening game of the National Football League season on Thursday night, probably the most anticipated game in Thursday night football history. So it's going to be wild Thursday night.
Jaws, let's talk about Jalen Hurts. He's been obviously one of the more widely discussed offseason topics. So he's had an incredible start to his career. He's 5 years in. He's been in 2 Super Bowls. He's won a Super Bowl MVP. They've won a ton of games. Hotly discussed on how good or great he is. Where do you come in through 5 years on his career, what he is, and where he goes from here?
Joe, I'm absolutely mystified by some of the treatment that Jalen Hurts receives from some of the people in my business, per se, the media business. Now, I've been around this game since 1973. I go back a long way. And Jalen Hurts has been a phenomenal quarterback as I've seen this early in his career. And you know, people, you know, we have so many analysts right now. Everyone nitpicks every part of a person's game. I try to distill it as simple as I can. The quarterback's job is to win football games. Naming a quarterback has done a better job than Jalen Hurts in his first 5 years of this business. Just name me one. His job is to win. He doesn't care who gets the glory. He's an unselfish player. He's a team leader. I know so many people in the organization that are very close to him. I know Jalen pretty well. I'm not saying I'm close to Jalen, but you know, I can let his performance speak for itself. It's been great on the field. He's been great off the field. He keeps his nose clean. He's a great leader of the football team. He's strong in the community. And the list goes on and on and on. I do not understand why Jalen Hurts does not get respect of being one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best quarterback in the National Football League, because of one reason. He wins. The name of the game is to win. Jalen Hurts is a flat-out winner.
What about the argument, Jaws, there's a ton around him? I've made this point many times. You know, he's pretty good, but there's a ton around him, and that makes him look better than I think he empirically is. What about that argument?
Duh. You know, hey, you know, football is the consummate team game. It's 11 players on every single play working in harmony to be successful. The quarterback certainly is the beneficiary of talent. Howie Roseman, Jeffrey Lurie have done a phenomenal job of building this football program to one of the best, if not the best, in the National Football League right now. It's been a hell of a run. And certainly, football being the consummate team game, the quarterback is the beneficiary of that. No question that. There's a great team around him. But that's how you become successful in the greatest of all team sports, football.
After this game, holy cow, right in the next couple of days, how will we perceive that Jalen has changed? This is a little prediction radio right now. How will this new offense how will he have adapted? How will we perceive he has grown after this game, Jaws?
Yeah, John, I'm not looking for anything. He's shown me enough of what he can do as a quarterback, as a leader, as a team-friendly guy. I mean, Jalen does not care about numbers. He just doesn't.
That's true.
And as you know, John, that's unusual for quarterbacks.
It really is.
The numbers, you know?
Yeah. I guess that's why some people don't know what to make of it still, Jaws.
Well, you know, because, you know, he does so many things. To me, it's been fun watching him grow from the outside as an analyst and seeing not only his mental approach to the game, the way he's gotten better, reading blitzes, getting the ball out of his hand. Now, any quarterback in this league is going to have some food bars every once in a while, but sure, he has very few of those. And when you look at his offenses, the offense is going to have to carry this team, by the way, I think early in the season until the defense finds their way. But, you know, you got Steen starting at right guard. Now you've got the same team coming back from a Super Bowl championship. So I'm excited about this offense. I'm excited about Jalen Hurts. I'm excited that, you know, Kevin Petullo is going to take over this offense. I think he'll probably be a little more aggressive than Kellen Moore was. At least I kind of get that feeling.
Aggressive,
I think you'll see this offense open up a little more.
open it up, like attack downfield aerially speaking?
Well, you don't want to take the ball to Saquon Barkley's hand, but I think the opportunities will be there just like they were in the Super Bowl. When you're running the football, all of a sudden the safety starts cheating up and you get those shots down the field. I think you will see a much more open offense. I really do.
I love the sound of that. So tell us about Darius Cooper, John Mechie, the new additions who would be beneficiaries of a, you know, enhanced passing attack.
Well, Mechie is tough. And, you know, if you're going to play that slot position, not only is he quick and fast, he's tough. And if you're going to play inside, he can play inside and outside. He can get you yards after the catch. And those 50-50 balls, I got a funny feeling when Howie looked at bringing wide receivers in. He may have a stat somewhere that says, I love guys that those 50-50 balls, my guy catches 90 and goes 90-10. Mechie's one of those guys. Contested catches. He's not the biggest, maybe strongest, but, man, he is tough as nails. I like receivers like that.
Yeah, it seems like ever since when Alshon got here, they've gotten better at that. Because Deshaun and Macklin were horrible at that. They were well above average, but they were not go catch it in the air in traffic guys. And
strong-handed receivers.
Today's NFL is about those contested catches. Yeah. I mean, the athletes I now see in the NFL are so incredible. And I don't care how good your wide receivers are. You know, your separation is now a yard. That's winning, a yard, not 5 yards like you watch a college game. In the NFL, you win by a yard. That's a significant amount. Most catches are contested. And I think the guys that catch those 50-50 balls 90% of the time are the guys that have long-term success in the NFL.
Charles, let's talk about the defense. You know, probably one of the two best defenses the Eagles ever had was last year, that and the 91 group. How concerned are you with what they've lost, with what they've added? Where do you come out on what the defense will be?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little concerned when you lose the quality of players they lost, either just basically free agency or trades or guys that just moved on. There's always a concern to rebuild the defense because defense is about communication. And if you don't spend a lot of time together in a game-type situation, sometimes the communication lacks. But I trust Vic Fangio, and I almost feel like we had the same conversation last year. You know, Vic's coming in his first year as a coordinator and, a lot of new faces. But as the season evolved last year, this defense came together to become, in my opinion, the best defense in the National Football League a year ago. Could they repeat it this year? We'll see how it evolves this year. But Vic Fangio is one of the best, if not the best, defensive coach in the National Football League. It will be good.
Jaws, Saquon Barkley, I've got the numbers in front of me from last year. It was 482 touches. When you count the postseason, it's a whopper, 482. Would you, if you're Nick Sirianni, make a point to dial him back this year, or would you lean on him just the same?
I would dial him back if that's possible. My God, what an incredible year. And that's a lot of touches you just mentioned, Joe. And, football's a game of attrition. Your body can only take so much. He's had a history of injuries when he was with the Giants, but obviously he comes to Philadelphia with a much better offensive line. But, the body wears down. And I think the more carries you get, the more wear and tear in the body, the less effective you are. But, hey, I hate to say don't give Saquon the ball, but I think you need to protect him.
Other side of the ball, the big question, who do you think is best suited to start in the base at cornerback opposite Quinyon, Jaws?
Can we flip a coin? There's deep analysis right there. I wish someone would have come out and said, okay, I'm going to take this job. If Ringo, be a Dory Jackson. No one has really stepped up and said, hey, it's my job. So, that eventually will figure itself out. The coaching staff will find a way to find the best player and put him on the field. But no one is really separated at the cornerback number two position.
That's rough. Who do you think it's going to be?
The key last year was our secondary really came together early. And there was you had wily old veterans in there. Now you're going to have guys that really aren't as seasoned as you'd like to have back there.
You know what it reminds me of, Jaws? You'll remember in 2017, the Eagles had a guard to start the year. It might have been Chance Warmack, John. And I think it was two games in. I think it was two games in, and they said, all right, you're out. And Wisniewski, you're in. And I could just see, look, it could be they could still trade for someone. It could be one of these guys that are here. We'll see. All right, Jaws, a lot of other stuff to get.
I'll make just one statement back to that secondary. The quickest way to lose games in the National Football League is be weak at corner. And we know what Quinion is, one of the best in business now. We got to solve that number two spot. You don't want to have a weakness at the cornerback position.
And, Jaws, I'll say this, and I think this will resonate with all Eagles fans listening. We saw the Eagles last decade lose a lot of games because of that issue. Not in 2017, but you go back to some of the chip years. There were some really weak corner years. And, I mean, James, you remember the Cowboys game when frickin' who was the receiver? Dez Bryant.
Yeah.
The three touchdowns in 2014.
Yeah. It like Bradley Fletcher.
And then Deshaun got them the next week, and it like sunk the season. You know, anyway. All right, Jaws, let's get some other stuff. Who is the biggest threat to the Eagles in the NFC? Last year it was a healthy Detroit, but they weren't a healthy Detroit at the end of the year. Who's the best NFC team besides the Eagles?
Well, I think the Green Bay Packers right now, getting Micah Parsons made them kind of the team that'll challenge the Eagles. There's no doubt in my mind.
Jaws, have the Kansas City, did the Super Bowl, let's broaden this out a little NFL stuff here across the lake.
Yeah, I love it.
Did the Super Bowl show that the Kansas City Chiefs aren't the Kansas City Chiefs anymore? They still have Mahomes and Reed, but the infrastructure might not be what it used to be. Yes or no?
Yes, they're still a team to beat in the AFC. They don't have to rebuild. They're going to reload. They have great talent. They were depleted in their offensive line. We got them at a good time last year. Joe Tooney could not block anybody up front playing left tackle for the Chiefs. He's now not part of their team anymore. I think defensively they were banged up as well. I spent some time with Steve Spagnuolo down the Jersey Shore in June, and clearly he thinks that they've rebuilt their defense to a point where they'll be back to where they were before they had suffered all those injuries. So I think the Chiefs are still a tough team in the AFC.
What about Washington, Jaws? They were coming on at the end of the year. Eagles thumped them, but some of that was Washington kept fumbling the ball. How good are they?
They're good. There's no question. You know, they solved their quarterback issue. You know, Jaden Daniels is one of the best. He had a phenomenal season last year. I don't think they're as deep as the Eagles are right now. That'll be the advantage for us.
All right, Jaws. And final thing, and we're going to be doing it with every guest. And reminder to everyone listening, Jaws with us every Tuesday, 7:25 to about 7:40 every Tuesday. Jaws, final thing. We'll do it with each guest this week before the game. Season prediction. Let's find out if James Seltzer has his drum roll ready. John Ritchie, I say he does not. I think he's scrambling around.
Give me a drum roll.
Rod Jaworski, the 2025 Eagles in a 17-game season. How many regular season wins?
12 wins, Joe. Thank you for the drum roll.
You got it. A 12-5. And will that be a division winner? It seems like it probably would, but not a sure thing. 12 wins, does that get it done?
Yes, it does. 12 right. wins and you win it.
Love it. Jaws, stay well, pal. We so look forward to talking to you each week. Wonderful seeing you down the shore this weekend, and we'll see you soon. Thanks, Jaws.
You guys, going to be a fun year.
Absolutely. All right, the great Ron Jaworski, as will be with us every single Tuesday. Reminder, McGurk's tomorrow, our home base on the day before the season starts. The season starts on Thursday. Tomorrow, we're at McGurk's in Royersford. It's going to be a big old show. Ross Tucker's going to be with us for, I believe it's about an hour. I think it's 7:30 to 8:30 tomorrow. I'm a little scrambled on some of my notes, but I think Ross with us tomorrow, 7:30 to 8:30. We'll have other guests mix in. Terrell Owens is going to be on the afternoon show. James, I believe at 4?
5 to 6.
5 to 6. Thank you, sir. So 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow for McGurk's. Now, let's not lose sight of, and that's Royersford, of the Phillies. Let's play some of the audio of how they won yesterday. It was a stirring comeback. John, I don't know how JT Realmuto stayed in the game. I would have been out for 6 years.
Yeah, he's got no protection, no plate. You're right, man. He took that pitch.
I'm not talking about the elbow. I'm talking about the groin shot.
Yeah, the groin. Yeah.
I thought the groin.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
This guy gets hit there so often.
It's insane.
Because the way he reacted, you knew it was a direct shot.
There's
a cup, but it still did the damage, but
yeah.
The man is a man, all right?
Yeah, you're
the
right.
Man is a man. All right, but that aside, let's get to parts of the comeback. I mean, the comeback started early. You got the Bryce Homer and all that. But let's go to a tie game. This is, I believe, the eighth inning of the game. It's a tie score. And Bader, who's been excellent lately, gave the Phillies the lead.
First pitch, swung on, line drive, left field. Churio giving chase, is not going to get it. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Marsh being waved around third. Here comes the throw to the plate. No throw. Safe at home is Marsh, and it's an RBI double for Harrison Bader. And the Phillies take back the lead. It's 7-6.
Now, of course, in a moment like that, you feel great and you think, all right, let's hold the lead. Let's hope that's enough. Well, it wasn't enough because David Robinson ran into some trouble in the eighth inning, and part of that was Trey Turner booting a ball he should have made the play on. But anyway, you go into the ninth. It's tied again. So again, a tie game. And this time, Marsh, who had one of, if not his best game of the season, Marsh with a big hit.
And the pitch. Swung on. Hit on the ground. Into right field for a base hit. Here comes Stubbs. The throw's going to go to third. The Phillies will take the lead on an RBI single by Brandon Marsh. His fourth of the game. JT Realmuto goes to third. And the Phillies regain the lead. It's 9-8.
All right, they held on to that lead. Duran closed it out in the ninth, and they got the win, which means...
Duran did it so easily, it felt like it was first pitch.
It was the only easy part of the whole game.
Quick.
It was the only part of the game. It was easy.
Yeah.
All right, I asked this question to everyone, but Seltzer, I'm directing it to you first. Do you trust Brandon Marsh?
Here's the thing. Right now, in games when he comes up to bat, I do. I trust him more than I ever have. I feel confident when he comes to the plate. Mm-hmm. I don't know that when it's October and he comes to the plate, I'm going to feel the same way. I don't know. I haven't seen him do it in big spots yet. So I trust him way more than I ever have, but I can't say I'm like 100%. This is definitely the guy we're going to get.
I'm still a no. And I mean that all due respect, which is he's played much better lately. He's played his best baseball as a Philly over the last 2 months or so. I can't say I do. I've seen too much where he's been too mediocre or sub-mediocre for me to say I trust him. But I certainly, to James's point, trust him more than I did. But I'm not there. But look, I'm very encouraged. And I'm very encouraged Castellanos does not appear to be an everyday player anymore.
I mean, that's... Marsh and Bader need to be in there. They need that combo. You know, like, at the cost of Castellanos' feelings, you know, we're better without
But
him.
You also need Kepler because you need someone else, you know.
Yeah,
you got three guys out there.
Did you see the numbers on Marsh and Bader yesterday were so crazy?
Oh, they were great.
7 for 10, the two of them. They scored 4 runs combined, 4 RBIs.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Together.
Yeah, they were great.
I mean, Bader, that's his fourth three-plus game. Three-plus hit game with the Phillies already.
In a month.
Yeah, no,
this guy is a spark plug and then some.
After a slow start, let's remember his first week and a half or whatever it was not very good.
Wasn't going well.
No, it was not going well. All right, so the Phillies to react to, they're a game and a half up on the Dodgers for the bye, for that two seed. They are six games up on the Mets. Now, they still travel the Brewers by a ton. They pretty much have to sweep the Brewers to probably have any realistic shot of tracking them down. I'm not there mentally yet. I think that's such an unlikelihood. To me, the focus is on the Phillies and the Dodgers. Hey, you guys, if you want to focus on the Phillies and Brewers, you can. If you want to focus on the Phillies and Mets, you can. I'm not focused on either. My mindset every day is the Phillies and the Dodgers and who is going to get the bye, who's going to be that two
seed. Big series 2 weeks from today.
Oh.
So September 15th through the 17th, they play the Dodgers. So that's going to be huge. Mm.
Start lining up the pitchers. By the way, speaking of lining up the pitchers, Phillies are going to a six-man rotation. Now that Buehler's here, but that doesn't start for another
September 12th.
Yes, that far out. There you go.
Taiwan was a little worrisome.
Yeah, he was
yesterday.
Not good. He was not good.
It was sort of the return to earth almost for this season he wasn't as pinpoint as he had been previously.
And I'll add this, John. Taiwan, I think, had played his way into a playoff roster spot. But over the weekend, the Phillies added two pitchers that could make the playoff roster spot, which could nudge a guy like Taiwan. I mean, there's a lot of dudes. They got a lot of arms. I mean, they added Buehler. And who's the other guy, James? The lefty?
What's Tim Mesa.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy has had some success.
He was in the World Series last year, too. They got two guys who closed out games in the World Series last year. He was on the Yankees.
We got to look at the roster at some point and figure out who the heck's in and out for the World Series, for the playoffs. I'll tell you this. If Painter ain't coming up, right? It ain't happening.
Oh, no. I don't think so, no.
Wow. No. All right, let's go to the phones.
They had the roster expansion, and they didn't bring him up.
No, you know? They didn't.
What is the problem?
He just didn't pitch well enough. I mean, bottom line. I don't think they
want to... He's 2 years out from Tommy John surgery. Yeah. Like, it's not crazy. Like,
it's not.
It takes time.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's still, 21 years old?
He just turned 22 a little bit ago, yeah. So he's still super
young. They
should
have said July-ish. That was their problem. They put a date on it.
And Rob Thompson talked more openly than most managers, coaches at the big league level would about a prospect. You wouldn't normally hear a coach talk about I look at like all his starts. Like that was unusual. And I'm not ripping Rob Thompson. Like it's good that he was on top of it. Yeah. But normally a coach wouldn't talk so openly about it, in my opinion.
And I gotta give because I'm not the biggest Rob Thompson fan.
Yeah.
I was sitting there going, yeah, I should probably sub out for Kyle Schwarber on the bases.
Yep.
And he put Stubbs in.
Stubbs
and
got around there.
And that manager on the other side.
Oh yeah.
Like I would like a little more energy from Rob. That guy's
was that too much energy for him?
Oh,
a little too much energy.
Well, then the other guy came in.
Yes,
his bench coach did more than Thompson.
Like, guys,
and then the
anger
third
management.
Guy had to come out to get
it
that.
Was nuts. That was pretty good.
All right, let's get some calls in here.
Check swing. We can't get Topper to come out when like his player is yelling in the ump's face. Like this is a check swing, and they're like, ah.
Yeah, they were the closest check swings I feel like I ever saw.
It was right. I don't know.
I don't either.
The last vertical version of JT's, I thought, was a pretty decisive.
Which way?
Strike.
That he went? That he did not.
There you go.
That's the conflict.
I
don't think he did. See, I lean with Jonathan. He didn't go, but it was really close.
Really close.
Very clear. He did not go.
Reminder, we'll talk to Elliot in 5 minutes. In 15 minutes, we give you a name. This week, 8 o'clock, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And other weeks up ahead, typically Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, when the Eagles play a Sunday game, we give you four chances to hear a name in order to win Eagles tickets. You got to hear the name at 8 o'clock and then be ready to call on the Friday for the four names we've given you, a name on Tuesday at 8, name it Wednesday at 8, name it Thursday at 8, and name it Friday at 8, because you can win tickets. But this week, we condense it to 3 days. James, we're not giving away tickets on Friday for Thursday's game. I want to make sure, right?
I don't think that would be great.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. All right, we're giving away tickets this week on Thursday. Listen for the name at 8 o'clock today.
To the game they're dropping the freaking banner at against the Dallas Cowboys, okay?
Not a big deal.
This is a freaking huge ticket.
This is a big ticket. All right, biggest ticket since the Super Bowl. Today, tomorrow, Thursday, 8 o'clock, three names. And with those three names, you can win the tickets to the Eagles-Cowboys game.
And thanks to our great partner, courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, a lot up ahead. Darren in South Philly right now. Darren, good morning.
Uncle Richie, Auntie Rhea, Brother Seltzer.
What's up, Darren?
Love you guys. It's been a long time. And Joseph, the camera. That's what I want to be on your side.
What's up,
and
Doc?
Defend you.
Mm-mm. Huh?
That's what I want to be on your side and defend you.
Thank you.
You run your mouth and talk me against it. Because one-on-one, there's no refs.
Well, there has
and
to be
if
a ref.
You were too fat, no. On a one-on-one, there's never
well, there's going there's, go, there's going to be a ref. Even mommy
Joe,
herself,
Joe,
Spike,
Joe,
has said
Joe,
there
Joe,
will be.
Joe, you've ran your mouth. Let me explain why you're wrong. Okay. Because if you were to foul somebody or punch somebody in the face, like you said you would try to do with no rules, you would suffer the consequences. You'd win a stupid game. You play a stupid game, you win a stupid prize. Like, let's just be realistic about it. Like, come on. Like,
well, I would lose the crowd if I actually punched him in the face. Unlike Maximus, I would lose the crowd.
Yes.
But, Darren, I will do anything I have to do to win other than performance-enhancing drugs. No PEDs.
No, you're
no anabolic.
Just play the game the right way. Part of one-on-one is you're going to get the little fouls.
Yeah, but my point, Darren, listen, I've gone to extreme examples when I talk about clobbering the guy intentionally. My point is how often there's the unintentional, and that's not right either. Guy's got a shot, and you hit him on the elbow accidentally.
It's an honor system. It's out of my bad, my ball foul. That's what you do. Yeah. You ref yourself, and you're going to have a ref.
This
there.
Is too serious for my bad. You're ball out. No way.
I mean, is there $1 million on the line that I don't know about?
What'd you say?
Bragging rights is bragging rights. That's all one-on-one. Is there some money on the line that I don't know about?
No, but dude, I mean, we've had 4 months of this. This is it. I mean, next week, this is it.
Then where's your honor and your integrity? Like, man up and just play ball.
You notice
like,
I didn't answer that. Ray, you hear that? He asked, where's my honor and integrity? I didn't have an answer.
I noticed that.
You know, what went through my mind is, I want to win, Darren.
I don't have any.
I'm not John Wooden, all right?
This might be the one time I ever say this. As the hammer, man up and win the right way. Either beat him fair and square or lose fair and square. But don't do this crying stuff where you're trying to, I need free throws. You sound like a little girl. No offense. I know that might be PG correct or whatever. But man up, Joe.
What do you got on a sports scene? What?
Man, let me say this, Joe. Not only do you you word this that question the wrong way, the better question today would have been, what are the chances are that we have two parades down Broad Street? And I'm at like a good 97%, because after we beat up on the Brewers last night and battled back, I don't think there's a team in the NL that could take us. Yes, I still kind of sort of don't want to see the Mets in the playoffs, but I ain't worried. And the Birds are going 14-3 this year. Let's go. And
well,
for
that
the
would
first
be...
time in 20 years, we get back-to-back NFC East champions.
That would be amazing. All right, Darren, you can win the Phillies tickets for the game next week. Give me a phrase often said that someone first said that's a famous phrase.
I hear it all the time in movies and TV shows today. It comes from one of our favorite presidents. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
So, more famous than frequently quoted.
Agree.
Yeah.
How often do you hear that in everyday life?
Yeah. And I haven't heard it in the last month.
No one's asking you what you can do for the country, Joe.
You know, but they may someday.
Not yet, right? There you go.
Not yet.
They may someday. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Make sure you check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com together. Let's drive. Poll question, and it's silly, but it's not silly. It's out there, but it's not that out there. Will the Eagles win the Super Bowl this year? This season. They did last year. So do they do it again? We don't often ask that question because it's so tough to do, and we've only seen them do it twice, but they certainly have a legitimate shot, and we'll just poll people and see where the answer comes in today. Will they win the Super Bowl? Yes or no? All right, something we're going to do every Tuesday this football season is talk to Elliot Shore Parks right around this time. We love having Elliot on the show. He does an incredible job, as you know, covering the Eagles on the beat, all the press conferences, the locker room scrubs. He's at all the games, and he brings us the nuggets that we're not there to see. And he just does a great job with it. Elliot brought to us by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. I can't exactly welcome Elliot back because we talked to him late last week. But Elliot, a weekly guest, not once, but twice. Every Tuesday, every Friday in football season. Elliot, good morning.
Man, thank you for that super kind introduction. I guess I expect that every Tuesday now. Well, that was very nice of you.
Yeah, get over yourself because that ain't ever happening again, my man. All right, I mean, more than anything, I'm just trying to tell the audience, make sure you listen to our show for good content. All right, Elliot, a lot of ways to go here, my man. Let's start with this one. Injuries.
Yeah.
What should everyone listening be aware of who is out and who might be out for the game on Thursday night?
Yeah, I think the big one is Landon Dickerson, but not for the reason we all thought. When he went down, I guess it was about a month ago, 3 weeks ago at this point, we thought it would be the knee that would maybe keep him out week one. But yesterday, got out to the practice field expecting to see Landon. He had been out there the last few days, and he was not out at practice. Was in the locker room afterwards. He was not in the locker room, which is also somewhat rare for him. He's normally hanging around in the locker room. And then on the injury report, he was listed with a back injury. So not that knee injury that he had dealt with, you know, over the last 3 weeks, but a back injury. So they will be back out on the practice field today. Obviously, the big thing will be, is Landon out there, with the game now only 2 days away? But in my experience, most players that practice the first day and not the second don't normally play in the game. So he would be the question, the big one going into the game.
Wow. So we knew the knee was a thing that they were managing. Was there any indication previously, Elliot, you know, just, I don't know, out at practice when you could see him standing there, or were there other indications that he was banged up otherwise? Because this sort of seems like a shifting of focus. I don't understand how this can creep up on you, how one injury can disappear and another one can take its place.
Yeah, so I don't know if the other one disappeared. That would be the concerning thing, is maybe he's dealing with both. But again, the encouraging thing was, he was out there last week. They practiced, I think it was Wednesday and Thursday. He was out there both days. He was out there for day one of practice. In fact, he was out there doing special team drills on the first day of practice. So, like, they clearly felt he was in a pretty good place. Now, again, we haven't had a chance to talk to Landon. I'm hoping to get more information today when I get down to the facility. But, you know, you do wonder if this is something he suffered during practice, because he was out there to start the day on Sunday, not out there, Sunday, not out there on Monday. So normally that indicates it's something that happened in practice.
All right, Elliot, sure. The Eagles are saying they know who. Sirianni says he knows who's going to start. He's not going to tell you. Fangio said, listen to Sirianni, but Sirianni doesn't tell you. You tell us. The three positions up for grabs, linebacker, corner, and safety. Who's going to start?
So I think it's going to be a Dory Jackson opposite of Quinion. And Nick, why he won't say it, did let it slip a little earlier in the week when he was talking about it, Dory, and said, we're going to need that from him on Thursday. So it will be a Dory, I believe, opposite Quinion. At safety, I think you're looking at Sidney Brown. I'm not even sure Makuba will be active for the game. He was a limited participant in practice yesterday. And if he's not going to play special teams, I'm not really sure what his purpose would be. So I wouldn't completely rule out him being inactive, but Sidney will be the starter. And then at linebacker, I think you'll see Jihad Campbell opposite Zach Bond. He's been warming up next to Zach Bond in individual drills. He had an awesome training camp, didn't play in the final preseason game. So I think it's looking like it'll be Jihad Campbell next to Zach Bond.
Elliot, Jaws just told us he expects to see this offense a little more aggressive through the air compared to last season, because of his impression of Kevin Petullo. What is your impression of Kevin Petullo?
So I was a little surprised yesterday. Kevin Petullo was asked, you know, will the offense look different on Thursday than it has in past years? And he said, you know, look, we'll do a lot of the same things, but he also did say, yeah, there will be some differences. And I think that main difference is going to be attacking down the field more. If you look last year, Jalen had the fourth best completion percentage on passes deep down the field. He throws an awesome deep ball. Yeah. AJ and Devontae are awesome at going up and getting it down the field, but they were 18th in pass attempts down the field. So they didn't really throw it down the field as much as maybe they should have when you consider how good they are at it. So I do think you will see them throw it deep more. Plus, if teams are going to gear up to stop the run, have more guys in the box, that in theory should make it easier to get some mismatches and big plays down the field. So I think they would love on Thursday night to hit a big one deep early and get it going and get being more of a vertical, a passing attack this year.
Elliot with us right now. He'll be here every Tuesday at this time throughout the football season. Reminder, in 3 minutes, we're gonna give you a name. And with that name, you can win tickets if you know this name on Thursday when we give you the cue to call the contest line. Know a name today, tomorrow and Thursday that we give you. Three chances to listen at 8 o'clock. Win the tickets for the Eagles-Dallas game Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, so Elliot, that name's coming up in a moment during this interview. Let's talk about Sirianni here, Elliot. We played this audio earlier. I want to play it again. Sirianni talking over the weekend about defining roles in a meeting. And John said he never had a coach do this, and he played for some notable coaches. Listen to the audio, and I want to get your sense, Elliot, of how deep he goes with these meetings and defining these roles. Here's an exchange with Sirianni the other day.
The meeting, you typically have the players telling them their roles. Did you do anything different this year?
Yeah, you know, we did very similar deal. Obviously, roles change, talks change. You try to keep things fresh, but I think that's an important meeting. For multiple reasons. One, I think it's very important that, you know, everyone's job description is very clear. And it's very clear of what we expect from, our players. Right. And cause it's tough to hold somebody accountable if it's not clear. And I want their teammates to hear what that is too, so they can encourage them and hold them accountable as well within their role.
Elliot, I think it's fascinating and phenomenal that he does this. How much do you think he drills down? Like, do you think he tells the third wide receiver, you're just not going to get the ball much, but I need you to run every route hard, and I need you to block. Hey, third running back, you might not get the ball unless one of our two starters gets injured. Like, how deep do you think he goes with this?
He gets very detailed with it, and it's something he's done the past few years. This isn't the first year he's done it. I do think Nick does a very good job communicating with the players, both football and not football, you know, in terms of off the field stuff. And I think these meetings he views as very important. And I know the players appreciate him too. Talking to players over the years, it does help when you go into a year and you know what to expect. So I don't think he's saying to Jahan Dotson, look, you're not going to get the ball, but he does make it clear. Like, the offense runs through Saquon and in the running game, and in the passing game, it's Devontae, AJ, and Dallas Goedert. So he sets clear expectations. I know he said it to you guys in the past that he feels if he can tell the players what he expects of them, that then allows him to keep them to that standard. So the meetings have always been very important, and I think as long as he is here, he will do it every year.
Yeah, no, I think it's good. I mean, listen, we've all worked for bosses, and we all know one of the things that bothers us about bosses is when things are ambiguous and you feel like you're not getting a straight answer. And sometimes you don't like the answer, but I'd rather hear the answer straight than not get an answer. And I think most people in society would agree with that. And I applaud Sirianni for taking this approach. All right.
Their teammates can hold one another accountable more easily in this way.
That too.
It's all about holding one another accountable.
Yeah.
You know, the numbers at the bottom of the screen for practice, it's all accountability. And this at a new level, a more thorough level. And that this is just, that's the creativity of Nick Sirianni.
Well,
these are things that I just had not even considered.
Sure.
This degree of intentionality.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And guys, let's remember this. He's getting to a point now, after this year, and he's going to be here next year, he's going to pass by Doug and others for year five. He's going to be in a zone that only Vermeil and Andy got to. Andy was 14 years. Vermeil, I think was seven. I'd have to look that up. He's about to get to year eight. He's about to get to year six next year. And, like, he's going to be here a long time is my point. All right, James.
Hold on.
John, you hold on. Let's crank it up.
And the name is...
the name is for the contest to win Eagles-Cowboys tickets on Thursday. Buddy Ryan. We're going right in for an Eagle. Buddy! Right.
I like it. I love it.
You know? So it started before Buddy, but Buddy took it up many notches. So make sure you know the name Buddy Ryan on Thursday when we give you the cue to call. Listen, tomorrow at 8 o'clock... Thursday at 8 o'clock, we'll give you three different names, one each day, and then on Thursday at 8, know the three names. When we give you the cue to call the contest line with those three names, you can win Eagles, Cowboys tickets.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, it's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake Studio. Eagles and Cowboys in 2 days.
Elliot, we were told by Jeffrey Lurie that there would be major fullback involvement in this offense this year. I was at camp and I saw some practice and it was good and I didn't see major fullback involvement.
Not gonna happen.
Are you seeing any fullback involvement out there in practice? Van Sumeren is an elite athlete. I can't even believe how impressive his resume is in terms of the way he can run and move and jump and explode. But is he going to be given a chance to shine this year?
No, I don't think so. I mean, he'll be out there. Like he will be out on the field. I think he will carry the ball. I mean, I would maybe put the total carries on him for 10 or 11 on the full year. I mean, they're going to use him, but I don't think, I don't think he's going to be a major part of the offense.
No doubt. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
All right, this offense runs through Ben Van Sumeren, and I want everyone in the room to know it. That's what Nick said in the meeting.
Elliot, Richie, you should be his agent.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, Elliot, the organization's in an unusual and I'd even say bizarre spot. So they have talked for months about we're past the Super Bowl, on to 2025 season, et cetera, et cetera. Except right before the game, there's going to be a ceremony for the Super Bowl. And it's going to involve a banner. What do you know about the ceremony? And what do you think fans that will be there should expect? And how quick will it be so they don't dwell on it right before kickoff?
So, I would be very disappointed if they rush through this thing just for the idea of moving on from the Super Bowl. Like, I get it. The players say they have to do it. It is a little weird how often they're bringing it up.
Yep.
It's like, we get it. You didn't win the Super Bowl. It's been 6 weeks of this now. We get it. But in terms of Thursday night, the good news is it originally looked like it was going to rain. Now it seems as if that maybe is clearing up. So hopefully it's not like 2018 where it rained through the whole thing. It seems like it should be better weather. But in terms of, you know, what they have planned, they've kept that under wraps so far. So I'm excited to see what they have. And again, I would make it a big ceremony. Like, it was an incredible accomplishment. Don't put it down just because the season's beginning. They deserve to have a big ceremony. So I do hope it is a really cool and, you know, a long moment for the team.
It will be interesting if they do a real video montage or not. Normally teams would, organizations would, but if they want to turn the page, maybe they don't. So we'll see. All right, Elliot, two final things. Regular season record prediction. We're getting everyone this week on the record. Jaws is the first one to weigh in at 12-5. What is your prediction for wins and losses in the regular season?
So I'm going 11-6. I think they're in for a little bit of a rougher year. History shows that when the Eagles come off the Super Bowl, it doesn't normally go well the next year. And you don't have to look that far back. I know they lost in 2022, but 2023 was a rough year. And I have some questions about the roster on defense. And so, yeah, I'm going to go 11-6 for the record.
All right, Elliot, final thing. We're trying to figure out whether there should or should not be free throws in this game between me and Jack next week. Obviously, it's unconventional to have free throws in a game of one-on-one, but it's also unconventional to have like 100,000 people listening. I'm advocating structure. I think free throws is part of structure. What is your solution to, if a guy gets fouled, what happens?
So I commend you for creating a problem that was not going to be a problem and then trying to come up with a solution that helps you. So it truly is commendable how you've twisted this. But of course, there should be no free throws. It's absurd. I've never played one-on-one where a guy constantly hacks someone at the basket just to keep them from scoring.
So like, what? Yes, so, sir, you're on the stand. What is your solution?
There's no solution. If you're fouled, you go back to the beginning of the game. Whatever. You're not shooting free throws in a one-on-one game. What are they going to be worth? Half a point? Like, what do you even? How would you even do that?
Well, we could play to 22 instead of 11. We could have threes, twos, and ones that way. You know, that'd be easy.
No.
Look, Elliot, I'm just saying the ball out. Like, oh, it's ball out. That's no fun.
Don't hack the guy. That's the solution. If he beats you, don't hack him.
Yeah. All right. Bad answer, but I expect that from you. Elliot, remember all those good things I said on the way in the door? I'm going
to
say the exact opposite on the way out.
Yeah.
Good work, pal. We'll talk to you later this week. Thanks, Elliot.
All right, talk to you then, man.
All right, Elliot Shore Parks. Let's go to the phones. Let's get to Ed in Phoenixville right now. Ed, good morning.
Morning, team. How's everything going?
Doing well, Ed.
Excited, man. Excited about the Phils and the Eagles and the basketball.
Two more sleeps, man. Let's go.
Yeah.
Two more sleeps till game day.
We'll see.
My biggest concern, it's not my biggest concern, but regarding like our depth at defense, like if we have to rely on Okoronkwo to get pass rush snaps, not only will we have to, you know, is he good enough, but we'll have to say his name three times fast like every day. And I don't know if certain members at that station are capable of doing that.
Talking right to Joe, huh?
Yeah.
We could just call him Ogbo.
Yeah, I'll call him Big
O. Shorten it. That's good, John.
I'll call him Big O. Thank you. Oscar Robertson. Big O.
Double O?
Yeah. Double O. Yeah, sure.
So what's interesting about the Fangio comments this year and last year, I remember last year they were going over, I don't know if it was like analytics, and he asked Fangio about it. He's like, oh, I have my own sort of analytics. And he obviously wasn't going to tell people what it was. I think he was kind of being coy at the question, but it's kind of exciting, but I'm also like, all right, man, I need to see who it's going to be. But to your point, it's not going to be till opening kickoff you know, even if Merrill announces the starting lineups, it may be something totally different. But we need to, that second group is going to be huge for us in these opening weeks.
Well, let me say this about who starts Thursday. I think it matters a lot less than who starts October 1st, meaning three or four games into the season. I could see this being trial and error. I think there's a lot of people that think Dory Jackson is not the more skilled player, but it's the, what's the name of the new guy?
Corian Bennett.
Bennett is maybe more skilled.
Needs more time.
I think the same thing applies at safety, where Sidney Brown gets the nod because Makubu was injured in camp. But I think a lot of people hope Makubu gets it by October.
Fangio seems to really like things that he's seen from Jakorian Bennett. He says things like, you know, hey, he's fast. I like some things. He needs to grow. He needs to prove it. And I think you're going to see him out there. I think we will see with our own eyes some of these cornerbacks who, you know, will probably have to prove it in real game time now. Adoree Jackson, sure. Jakorian Bennett, guys who've been in this league, they are going to be trusted because they've been in this league.
And every once in a while, and it is rare, but sometimes you'll see a coaching staff play two different players and kind of split the time. I remember the Eagles did that
that's what
with
I think
Barry Gardner and LaVon Kirkland. And it would be they'd shuffle in and out. And
How'd that work out?
Yeah, that one did not work out. No, no. All right, Ed, I need an answer. Ed, what's the solution?
A little large.
He did. Ed, what's the solution on the free throws thing, man? I swear, listen, no one believes me. This isn't about me because I'm a good free throw shooter. But what is the solution to the foul thing?
Go to the top of the key outside the three-point line, and Jack can stand there with his hands up. And if you don't want your hands in his face, you just got to step back further and take a shot. Counts for 1 point. Like, it's not as easy as a free throw, but...
Oh, you're saying it's a three-point free throw?
Yes.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Well, it's an interesting thought.
It's a little more challenging than, I mean, I know you're like...
That is interesting. The way to combat it.
Still erases the concept of what we're trying to establish, which is Joe said he is the better athlete. Does standing stationarily and shooting the basketball determine athleticism or something that's been practiced repeatedly?
You know, Ramil Robinson won a championship with a free throw, right? You know that?
It's one-on-one basketball.
We know that, right?
There are not free throws.
Doug Collins hit free throws to win the gold medal, except in the Soviets guys stole it from us. That's a whole
thing. That was his career fell apart because he couldn't hit free throws.
All right, Ed, you're right. Ed, I need an answer, buddy. A really often phrase that gets said over and over in society that was famously said by someone. What do you got?
Dallas sucks.
Oh, that's funny.
Good one.
Locally, it works. 215-592-9494. All right, up ahead, something Rob Thompson said about Nick Castellanos. We'll play that audio for you. CeeDee Lamb on the upcoming game, the ceremony from his perspective as a Cowboy as he gets ready to face the Eagles. Plus, congrats to Saquon, number one ranked player in the NFL, according to NFL Players. He wins the top 100 polling. We'll get to more on that. And your phone calls on all this. On a busy and great Tuesday morning, the fall is upon us. The Eagles and Phillies, it's all good right now. 94 WIP.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. Visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to get started right now. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet. Bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here now, and the only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.